This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
I'm here today with Dan Russell, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Eurasian and European Affairs. Dan, you are kind enough to join us today for a conference on the U.S.-Russia collaboration in the health sector. Can you tell us, how do the efforts of the Bilateral Presidential Commission support the overall development of the U.S.-Russian relationship, and specifically, has the BPC's health working group contribute to that process?
I think that the Bilateral Commission, which is something that was announced when President Obama and President Medvedev had their first summit meeting in Moscow in July 2009, has served as both a catalyst and a venue for broadening our cooperation between the Cold War agenda of arms control and security. The point is to try to generate results that matter to real Americans and real Russians. The Commission has 18 working groups covering everything from energy efficiency and education to public health. And I think the public health working group, we want to really see work on not only the research issues where Russians and Americans have a long history of cooperation on things like polio and smallpox, but to try to look at private-public partnerships as the wave of the future.
And speaking of private-public partnerships, in what ways can non-governmental or Track 2 efforts contribute to the success of the health working group?
I think it's fair to say that the best ideas, having spent most of my career in Washington, don't come from government. They come from outside. And I think we rely on some of our healthcare professionals, like former Senator Frist, like Dr. Gerasimenko from the Duma, to set an agenda for us on where the demand is. I think both President Obama and President Medvedev have talked about the need for health care reform in both countries, and we're looking where a bilateral relationship has value added, from regional health care delivery to healthy lifestyles and some of the issues being talked about at the conference today.
Taking a look ahead, in what direction do you see the U.S.-Russia relationship evolving in the coming months? And how will collaboration in specific functional areas like health impact that evolution?
Well, I think after 2 years, we can really say that the reset is real. It's delivering real results from a New START treaty to cooperation in Afghanistan. The challenge is now to make the reset lasting before the next presidential elections in the United States and in Russia. And a big part of that is not the government-to-government part. It's the reset between our two societies, where we need to do more dialogue and more cooperation in confronting common challenges. And one of those challenges is public health. And I think that the polio eradication initiative, where the United States and Russia are going to work together to try to eradicate polio globally, is one of the areas where we can really make a difference over the next 2 years.
Interested listeners can find other podcasts on U.S.-Russia health collaboration on our website at www.smartglobalhealth.org.